division of Pisces is the most sincere of all the star signs. Why is it so sincere? It's because it's a definition of the end of our lives. Whilst at the beginning of our lives, our teenager years, our college years, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, people come in our life, people leave our life. And you only really know if somebody is really, really sincere, really forever part of your life. At the end of your life, you only ever see it at the very end. You don't see it during the course of it. You get married, you fall in love, you have children even with your partner, and then you get divorced. It doesn't work out. You only get to know somebody at the very end of your life. And similarly, the age of enlightenment, we only ever get to see our real version of ourselves, our full version of ourselves at the end of our lives. You know, when you see somebody maybe very good in college, maybe very good in school, maybe very good, they may have come from a very good family, but you only ever get to really know the child if it's taking after their parents or after following a good pathway when that child becomes 50, 60, 70, right? You only get to see it at the end of your life. And then you go, aha, now I see the pathway he was on. Now I see the pathway that she was on. We only ever see our true pathway at the end of our lives. Some people can be very orthodox, very religious, very strict with themselves when they're teenagers, but then they can be absolute rebellious in their midlife years, and then at the end of their life, they may settle down to that peace and harmony. Religion. All religions in the world define a stability in our lives. We are born with Jesus and we die with Jesus. We are born with God and we die with God. We are born with Allah Muhammad and we die with Allah Muhammad. Whatever your religion is, you're born with it, you die with it. Sometimes you change your religion. Sometimes you change the dynamics, the technicalities of it. But fundamentally, you're born with it, you're born with something, and you die with something. During the course of our lifetime, we hope to find more truths, more sincere truths, and therefore the end of our lives, we then follow on to our next life with that energy that we've acquired and learned in this lifetime. We're not supposed to be the same person at the end of our lives, at the beginning of our lives, because that means you've learned nothing out of life. You're supposed to be a better version of yourself, an upgraded version of yourself at the end of your life than at the beginning of your life. And certainly in our generation, with the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the 2000s and the 2020s that we're going through, yeah, we're supposed to be a better version of ourselves in 2020-something than we were 20, 30 years ago. So the definition now of Saturn in Pisces is, are you that better version? Have you learned the lessons of life? Sun in Pisces, but more importantly, Saturn in Pisces, 2023, from 7th of March, 2023, 24, 25. How are you the better version? Are you the best version of yourself? Are you now at peace and harmony and stability in your relationships, in your home, in your business, in your career? Have you found that destined destination now? Are you living the dream? Are you living, that's what Pisces is about. It's a dream that you're given many, many years ago. Are you now living your dream? Or are you not there? All the dream has become a nightmare. And now you need to get out of that dream in order to find a new dream to live. That's going to be the puzzle people are going to find during March of 2023. If you're doing something wrong, it means you're living something wrong. If you're living the wrong life, it means that you've obviously done something wrong. Fixing it is up to you. Nobody else is going to fix it for you. No angels are going to come down from heaven to fix it for you. You're the only person. The power is within you to say no to whatever garbage you picked up along the way and to get rid of it. Discard it forever and ever because it's not doing you any good. All you want to be left with is the purity of pure and simplicity. Pure and simplicity defines quality, not quantity. Quality in relationships, quality in the people in your life, quality because you finally got it right. Those people who have got it wrong, those people who are living it wrong, those people who have made mistakes, and we've all got facets of our lives that we've got wrong and we've got to make, we're going to have to fix it. There's no maybe, could be, should be anymore. It's got to happen now. And Saturn Pisces will encourage us, will force us, will entice us to follow that pathway. I personally say, this is Johnny Waxman's interpretation of Saturn in Pisces. I personally say that every one of you knows the answer within you. You don't need a psychic or an astrologer or anybody to tell you what's right or wrong for you. You know it. You know it. You know it. You know, come on, let's be honest. You know it. You know it. Deep down inside you, you know it. Come on, that's what I say to some readers now. You know it. Okay, it was a good idea. You thought it was it. You know the truth. It's not appropriate for you. It's not right for you. You've been dating somebody. They're not in your league. They're not appropriate for you. What are you doing with them? You've been trying this or trying that. Come on, you know the truth inside you. It's not right for you. You know it's not right. When we're talking about stability in our lives, we're talking what is it fundamentally, intrinsically right for our soul that's within us. And soul is that invisible energy, just like your emotions are invisible, just like your feelings towards certain people and places are invisible. It is an totally invisible, and it's not logical. It is an invisible energy of knowing what's right for you and what's wrong for you. And the more you get connected to what's fundamentally right for you, the stronger you will feel from within you, the more protected you will be, the more you'll be able, you'll just won't be able to make any mistakes now from now onwards. And the more you know, you're going to get it right. Unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately, we live in a world full of toxic energy. And the way Christina explained it to me was all our food has got toxins inside it. Whether it's got emulsifiers, whether it's got preservatives, whether it's got this or whether it's got that, or whether it's got this poison or junk food, it's all the same. It's all got, what is pure? When you've had a pure salad, and I mean a pure salad meal, a tomato and a cucumber and some salads, a proper healthy nutritious food you had inside, no junk food, you've had proper nutritious food, you feel different inside you. You feel different. When you've had a junk food, you know it's junk food. You know it's not right. You know. But unfortunately, because we live in a world full of toxic foods and toxic air and toxic drinks and alcohol and all the other toxics that we put into our body, we sometimes have to just accept. Okay, I accept that I'm living in a world where most of the food that I'm eating now isn't 100% healthy for me. But one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to promise myself I'm going to eliminate more of the toxic junk food from my life than I'm normally accustomed. I can't eliminate altogether. I can't live without certain things altogether, but certain things I'm going to now be more healthier. I'm going to have a more balanced diet. I'm going to eliminate less of the toxic energy. That's simple. Just eliminate it. Same with people in your life. You can't eliminate all the toxic people in the world because we're all toxic. And you can't delete yourself from the planet. So you got to accept the fact that we are not perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. But we can try and be a little bit more improved, a little bit more perfect, just a little bit more emotionally perfect, a little more stable, a little bit more healthier, a little bit more exercise, a little bit more good, healthy attitude to life. The more healthier we are, the more we remove ourselves from the toxic, the healthier we become. And the more healthy we become, the more stable our aura becomes, the more stable your good health becomes, the more stable your future becomes. My friends, I wish you a very nice season ahead.